Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for hanging out with us. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thanks for using it to your advantage. We got lots of stuff there that will help you. I hope you check it out. Use it to your advantage. Nothing there will cost you anything unless you decide to buy one of my books. And everything else is free, thanks to our corporate partners. Rick Keating is our guest. He's the chief economist for our Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, SBEcouncil.org. Ray, recently, and thanks for again for hanging out with us today, recently the International Monetary Fund, the IMF, made a prediction basically that the end of the U.S.'s dominance as a world power, world economic power, was going to be coming to an end. I think it's in 2018 or something like that. And that's when they're predicting that the Chinese economy, that the GDP of China will inch past the U.S. economy, both of them being in the $18 trillion level by then, but China will just be passing by the U.S. What do you think about that?
Well, kind of the part of it says, well, that's the math, right? I mean, when you look at the growth rate in China versus the growth rate here, when you just look in terms of the number of people in China, and remember, that's gross domestic product. That's not on a per capita basis. We will clearly still be, whether it's 2016 or whatever, 2018, they said, we'll still be a far richer nation on a per capita basis, a far more productive nation on a per capita basis. So, you know, so that number, I'm not quite sure what it means beyond the man. Now, you know, in terms of the assumed growth rate, I saw that the IMF is assuming that U.S. growth over the next few years will be less than 3% a year. That's certainly something to be concerned about. You know,
right.
Since the end of World War II, we've grown at about 3.4%, so that's a real question as to why are we growing slower. But, I would look at it in terms of that gross number. I look at China as being, if it there are a lot of assumptions that go into this, but if China continues to open up its economy and continues to grow and get richer, I think from an entrepreneurial perspective, you got to look at that as an opportunity in the global market.
Well, I think there are opportunities there for them to be our customers. But, you know, Ray, I think that in my opinion, that IMF report was more damning to the future of communism in China than it was to the future of the U.S. economy. What do you think? Because I don't think you can have that kind of growth without having more entrepreneurship, and you can't have entrepreneurship that thrives and is sustainable without liberty, and liberty is the enemy of the Communist Party.
Right, and you know what? That's really any kind of prediction you make with China and its future on the economy front, or anything with China, that's the big question mark. Because, you know, China right now is an excellent low-cost producer, but they're having, you know, they have real difficulties with entrepreneurship, with intellectual property rights. All those things are still big, big question marks there. And you're absolutely right in terms of, you know, really having growth continue and expand beyond what China has been doing. They're going to have real changes, and that means economic freedom and all of the foundational things you need for that. So there's still real question marks with China, I think, that a lot of people are glossing over.
Well, one of the things that I always like to remind people about, 20 or so years ago, a little more than 20 years ago, we were saying the same thing about Japan.
Right, you're absolutely correct.
And we found
correct.
Out that there's... their economy was basically artificial and somewhat fraudulent because it was propped up, a lot of it was propped up by the government. And I think there's a 50-50
right.
chance. I'm not saying that this is what I wish for, but I think there's a 50-50 chance that over the next 6 or 7 years, that something very similar could happen in China, because the United States has issues, we have problems, but basically we've got a fundamental underlying entrepreneurial DNA and pretty well-developed, solid capital markets, notwithstanding some of the issues we've had lately. China doesn't have either one of those things, and not the way we do. And I think I just think the jury's out on on what that 18, you know, what's going to be underpinning their economy 7 or 8 years from now. What do you think?
I think you're absolutely right. You've got to raise, you're absolutely right. You have to raise all those questions. You know, I can go back. You want to go back even farther? There were silly economists in the United States that used to write textbooks about how wonderful the Soviet economy was.
Right.
And,
yeah.
And could they have been more wrong? And you're absolutely right about the Japan scenario. So,
I got to wrap it up. We're coming to our end of our visit. Thanks for being here. Good job today, as always. We'll see you next time.
I appreciate it, Jim. Take care.
Ray Keating, ladies and gentlemen, that's SBEcouncil.org, an organization I like telling you about. Check it out when you get a chance. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.